Ben Moore has been in love with bees for as long as anyone can remember. And as far as we can tell, the feeling is entirely mutual. Although he still sometimes feels the sting of his passion. Hang around, learn a little. It's as sweet as honey and always a buzz. It's the Ultimate Pollinators Podcast with Ben, his friends and associates, and of course, Ben's bees.
Hey everyone, Bees with Ben. Hope everyone's been well. Well, this varroa mite incursion has definitely got everyone talking. It is full on now. Obviously, everyone's throwing everything they can at it. Hundreds of people on the ground are working on this to actually eradicate it. If we do, it's going to be the first, we will be the first country in the world to get rid of it. So I'm not sure yet. I hope so. There are some amazing people doing some amazing things. And thank you to all the volunteers that are up there. Now, I was lucky enough to be involved in the 2018 Varroa Jacobsoni incursion in Townsville. Unfortunately, I can't this time. I've got people asking me, where are you, Benny? Where are you? We can't see you up here. I'm moving house. And the last place I've been in Blackburn North, I've been there for 7 years. And it's taken a long time because the amount of stuff that you accumulate over a 7 year period, all this beekeeping paraphernalia is absolutely full on. So unfortunately, I can't be on the front line with the DPI and ARBIC and so forth. So, but anyway, they're doing everything we can now. Obviously, we're sort of watching that space. Obviously, very controversial. People talking about, obviously, with, you know, different permits, you know, going on to the almonds, and there's people from New South Wales can't go. So very interesting times ahead. But I have an awesome episode today. Something a little bit different in the studio. This is going to be a ripper. I've got a TikTok celebrity, which we're going to be talking to in a second. Dale Arnell, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Ben.
Mate, this is awesome. Really excited for this because, mate, we're going to talk all about it. So you're a pestie, so DAP Pest Control. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this in the show notes, your website, for you to check out. And obviously your TikTok handle, which I'll put on there because it's really, really interesting to sort of hear what it's about these European wasps, these Vespa Germanica. Right. So how you been? What have you been up to, Dale?
Oh, not doing too much wasp stuff at the moment, but just doing a lot of termite because I specialise in installations of termite barriers and stuff like that. So, yeah, just been doing a lot of that from the builders.
Awesome. That's cool. Now, how'd you get into pest control?
Got into about 11 years ago. Okay. So, yeah, worked in the office for a little bit for a bigger firm. And then on Fridays, I used to have time off and go out on the road with the boys.
Awesome. Mm. Fantastic. Now, what's the best part of being a pestie for you?
Just meeting all the different clients. Just speaking to different people, hearing their, encounters of all the different pests and what's happened with like spiders and stuff like that.
Yes.
So it's pretty good.
What's your favorite pest?
Favorite. Oh, geez. Wasps. Yeah.
Okay, wasps. which we're going to come to in a sec because there's some really cool. This is actually very, very interesting. And as I said, a wonderful episode. And we'll put your handle in there because 11 million views on one particular post. And it's just absolutely gone global. From Lad Bible Australia, UK, Yahoo, Mirror newspaper in the UK. We've got heaps. So we're going to talk about that in a second. So being a pestie, so obviously sometimes people with beekeepers go, oh, no, pesties, but you're awesome. Like most pesties these days, you refer bees to beekeepers.
Yeah. Yeah, I prefer to save the bees, awesome. So I always pass it on to a beekeeper.
That's awesome. Yeah, and so many people do that. It's once, I think over a decade ago, it was very different. Obviously with bees, people were more likely to euthanize them. But now, when they can easily be saved, which is awesome.
That's right.
Which is really, really cool. So now with the termites, tell us the craziest story in regards to a termites.
Oh, wow. Well, with termites. Well, when people don't get pre-purchase inspections. Yeah. And then they move into a house and the whole house has been eaten out. And then they call us after and then, we go there. They never got an inspection done and all the walls have been eaten. Costs hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Not for me, but for the builder to come in. Cost
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. So I remember I helped a mate of mine who's a pestie with a termite job once. And getting underneath that floor space.
Oh,
you
man.
You can't be claustrophobic. Not even slightly. Even if you're slightly nervous, you just...
If you start thinking about it, you do get nervous, and then you start to, your heart rate starts to go up a bit, that's for sure. Like, especially when it gets really tight.
Yeah.
Under, like, you know, 400. Like, yeah. And you have to get into a space to knock off a lead. You have to shovel it all out. You got the heavy breathing going. You got the heart rates going. So you do get quite nervous.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, being stuck underneath there. It's now, when you say a lead, I know what that is, but talk us a bit about the termites, you know, I mean, what they do and the damage they cause and the species.
So termites, they're all subterranean termites, so in Melbourne, so they come up from the ground up and they make little mud leads. So when they come inside your house, they can eat through the mortar of your brick, come through there, come straight into your joists and bearers, and they, just mud up, like make little mud tubes and they come up into your floors and start eating away.
Well,
and you got to knock off all those leads, so then they can't come back because their leads are quite hard. Even if you just spray those areas, so you got to really get all those leads.
Okay, and so those leads are almost like a highway,
it's a highway, exactly.
A termite highway. Okay, that's interesting. And that, what's the craziest thing you've seen underneath the house?
Wow, geez, I've seen some like old, you know, jars that have been there.
Oh, yeah,
like people would collect them and like. Oil tins and stuff like that. Yeah, like some interesting things under there. A lot of people store a lot of different things. I've seen old cans from back in the days, like VB cans.
Oh, wow.
Like that. I've been inside someone's roof and they had McDonald's, the old Big Mac McDonald's. What is it? You know how they make it out of polystyrofoam?
Oh!
The old school.
That's like going back 80s or something.
80s. And the whole roof was insulated with it. It's no like way. They used it on the
fair income.
Yeah, it was quite interesting. And I thought, oh, geez, you could take this and put it in a museum or something.
Yeah, that's how fascinating is that? Yeah, that's isn't that incredible? It's amazing what you see. Now, if you ever see you're doing a client's house and you see an old honey tin, point it out, show it to them, ask them how much they want for it.
Really?
Because honey tins, I've got one. The old ones, because you get some of the ones where I think someone might be able to tell me, I think it was 82, 84. Maybe, no, it might have even been earlier, is when they went from the honey, now obviously the metric, going from imperial to metric changed a lot earlier than that. I think it was the late 60s.
Okay.
So someone would let me know. But the honey, because it was used to be sold in pounds, like I think it was five pound tins, and then it went to metric kilos, which I think was in the early 80s, because they changed, you know, certain things. Enough. Yeah, interesting. So if you ever see a honey tin, or anyone listening, I love old honey tins.
Yeah. I'll keep my eye out.
Yeah, keep an eye out. Yeah, nice client if that's cool. If they want to sell it, because I might just go, it's junk. Very, very cool. It's interesting. It's hard work. You know, as I've helped a friend of mine in being a pestie. And obviously, some of these other episodes we've had early on, we've sort of spoken to David Pretty of Sundew. Really interesting. But you guys work hard.
You know, trenching around a house can get hard. Especially when you put reticulation systems around, stuff like that.
Yes.
You know, it's could be quite physical on the body.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, definitely. You've got to be lean. You can't be sort of, you know, beekeeper. A lot of beekeepers like myself are a bit chubby around the gills. You know what I mean? When like, beekeepers aren't designed for crawling underneath like, floor spaces, which is really cool. So now you said you do a lot of pre-construction work. Is it the... Obviously, a lot of beekeepers are hippies and, you know, well, most of us are beekeepers are hippies and with the chemicals, but they don't do chemicals as such now.
It's all embedded in the sheeting of the, like I use a Home Guard product.
Okay.
It's a physical barrier which gets nailed to the top of a slab.
Yep.
And it sits into the brick mortar in between the brick underneath just the weep holes. And that stays there for life. So what happens is you're not killing termites, it just deters them from coming to the house. So it's still really good for the environment. So the termites will come, detect that it's got bifenthrin in it, into the Home Guard Blue, and then they'll just back away. So it doesn't kill off the colony. It just tells them not to eat the house.
Go to the neighbours.
No, eat the neighbour's house.
Go to the neighbour's house. Interesting. Because I find insects such a fascinating species, you know, from like little ants. I've got a little ant colony at home. These white-tailed ants. But termites especially. I remember... Yeah. seeing the ones up in Darwin. Is it something Darwinensis, the species? They're real big. They're real big Aussie ones. They're massive, really fascinating species, just the way they do things. So, and it's really cool, obviously, where we're evolving and changing things and not using as many chemicals, which is awesome, you know, and creating a barrier as opposed to, I think the old school way was to get 100 litres of
chemical and spray it around the house, yeah. They've gotten rid of hand spraying puppies around the house. They prefer to use physical barriers.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And where to, obviously, 11 years? What's your plans? You know what I mean? Just continue what you're doing? Because you're just a one-man show at the moment.
One-man show. I'm getting older, you know. Yes. I'm getting 40, so crawling under subfloors is not getting easy as I'm getting older.
Yes.
So I still do, like, inspections and pre-purchase inspections, okay. But the termite treatments, just slowly want to move away from that.
Okay.
Don't mind doing a bit of pre-con, doing all that stuff. But, because it's not crawling under a subfloor space. But I want to get into more of the wasp side of things and bees.
Okay.
And learn a lot more.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Well, you'll need to find someone that knows a bit about bees.
I've got you, my friend.
that's cool. Interesting. Now, would you say, you know, pest control, would you recommend that someone gets into that as a profession now, like, so in 2022?
You know, growing up, I didn't say, like, oh, yeah, I wanted to be a pest controller. It wasn't my goal. Like, you know, I did muck around a bit at school. But getting into it now, yeah, it's really quite interesting. And just a lot of people's comments just on social media, I've inspired a lot of people wanting to become a pestie, which I thought was really...
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, I didn't think that would be a thing for a lot of people. But, yeah, obviously a lot of people think it's quite interesting. So,
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. So, yeah, so... Encourage anyone to be a pestie, yeah.
And it's hard work, and it's, as I said before, but also to your, yeah, at one stage you had a few people working for you too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did at one stage, yeah. And now I've just quieted down now. I'm in one man show.
Yeah.
Now, so, yeah, just doing what I do.
That's awesome. No, it's cool. Now, we're going to talk about something. This is TikTok. Now, I'm going to play something because this is absolutely hilarious. Absolutely funny. Now, people know that I'm a licensed pestie as well, but obviously I don't do all the hard stuff because I'm scared of heights and claustrophobic. so that rules me out. Actually, not that bad. Yeah, I mean, I can get underneath the spaces as long as they don't get tight for me.
Yeah, and if you go up on a ladder or something like that and you're doing a wasp nest, you can't get away quick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So you got to make sure your PPE is 100%.
Yeah.
Or else you're up there on a ladder and you're doing a wasp job.
Exactly.
You're not getting away too quick. You know, you either fall off the
exactly.
And if one gets in your suit, you're in big trouble.
That's funny you say that, 'cause I'll tell you a quick story. It was actually, I think I mentioned this on, I can't remember what it was, maybe 8 years ago. Yeah, 7 or 8 years ago. I was on Channel 10 News. It was a season that was really bad for wasps. During that El Nino weather pattern we had, it was really dry. Anyway, I mentioned this on the actual news because wasps were everywhere. They were literally in plague proportions. Funny story. I'll never forget Glen Iris. It was a big hole in the ground. The hole would have been probably 8-10 centimetres, so a decent hole. Wasps in and out. So, and you sort of, when you do, you know, do things for a while, you get a bit laxy-daisy, which this happens to me with bees sometimes too. Anyway, my suit wasn't done up. So, the sheriff hood.
Big trouble.
Big trouble. I had one get in my suit and was repeatedly stinging me on the neck, and it nailed me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it stung really. More than once, yeah.
Exactly. And it absolutely nailed me. I actually got crook. Like, I actually went out to have a quiet little spew, a little vomit.
Yeah, some people do. They get that massive adrenaline go through.
Yeah.
I had one of my colleagues, yeah. He spewed up after
didn't it?
He was quite sick after it, yeah.
Yeah.
Had to pull over and everything.
Yeah, pull over. It's interesting with their toxicity, their venom. Very different to bees.
Mm.
Like, you know, I can get stung by bees and it sort of doesn't bother me hardly at all.
Yeah.
But with wasps, they're just the mean little creatures.
Especially European wasps. We're not talking about native wasps.
Yeah, exactly.
Native wasps, you barely see native wasps.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah,
like, there's about 12,000 different species of wasps here in Australia.
Yes, yeah.
Roughly. So... you don't see those guys. They're like, you know, because they're doing the right thing. They're
looking
after the environment. They're like, you know, just controlling other insects, you know what I mean, in a manner which is not destroying everything.
Exactly.
Like, unlike European wasps, where they just, that's why you see them, because they like to be close to houses. and they like to, like, you know, get into your rubbish bins, yes, into your dog bowls or in your barbecue areas. And that's why you see a lot of European wasps, because they like to be close to humans and yeah, and eat up all the scraps that you leave out.
Yeah, I know, little dirty little creatures, scavengers. That's what they are, aren't they? They're scavenger. Yeah. It's interesting, as a beekeepers, we hate them because they kill bees.
They kill bees, yeah. And they kill people's, like, little chickens out in farms and stuff like that. They're vicious little things.
Exactly, yes. I was talking to a guy over in Phil Lester, at one of the podcasts a while ago. Actually, he wrote a book, The Vulgar Wasp. And it was actually a really good book. I'll have to lend it to you, though. It's awesome. And they've had horses where they've been sort of locked up. Not locked up with restrained horses. And they've actually been killed by wasps.
Jeez.
Now, the ones in New Zealand are a lot more worse. I think they're genetically, I think they change and evolve and things. But the ones in New Zealand are nasty. Yeah, nasty. But now I'm going to play something here on my phone because this is absolutely gold.
This is Ray Williams.
What would you do if you walked into your bathroom and saw this?
Deadliest wasp nest discovered in Australia.
Oh my God. It's like an alien. If you could see this with your own eyes, it's actually terrifying. It is actually...
First of all... Die! Second of all, how the hell does a wasp nest get that big? And why does the nest look so much like mocha chocolate chip ice cream? And of course this video is from Australia. Why wouldn't everyone just move out of that country at this point? I mean, would I ever live in a country that had that many wasps? Hell no! I don't know what I would do. I mean, it's a good thing there's a toilet there because I'd probably shit myself. What would you do if you walked into your bathroom...
Hell... That's unreal. So that's Ray William.
Ray William, yeah. He's got about 6.5 million followers.
Wow, that's unreal. So this is awesome. It's crazy, awesome. There's a whole lot of mixed emotions about this. So you've had a phone call.
Yeah.
From a client. We've got a wasp problem. Talk us through what happened.
So I got a phone call from a lovely lady and she said she had a wasp problem and she sent me a photo. And it looked kind of big. It was just, you know, looked like your average size. It looked about probably 3 basketball sizes, it looked like in the photos.
Okay.
So I thought, you know, this would be pretty good, like, you know, to film and like for my Facebook followers. So I rock up to the place and then I met the lady and she said, actually, she was stung by 15 wasps back in the days and she's terrified of them.
Yes.
And I said, okay, well, we'll go have a look. And then, so I walked down there and it was an old abandoned house, as you can probably see in the videos. If you ever watch the videos, go check it out.
Which suburb?
In Hillsville.
Hillsville, okay.
Hillsville, Victoria. So rock up to the house. It's an abandoned house, quite a nice little cottage looking place, but it looked kind of haunted.
Yeah, okay.
So I gave it that feel. And we saw them flying out the windows, flying out the roof, and I thought, okay, here we go. And so I said to her, all right, well, just move away, just don't get stung again because they could get quite aggressive. So she walked back and went back to her house. It's on the same property. It was quite a big property.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It wasn't just a house, just abandoned, but it was on a big property. Yeah. And so we, I got all suited up. And my first reaction of that video is what the viral video was when I first opened up that door. It was my real response. So I've never seen it before, only from the photos. And what she gave me in the photo was nothing like what it was like in real life.
Wow.
It was huge. Like, this thing took up, I reckon, a whole corner of that bathroom was taken out and it was just coming out like a veranda, like protruding out. And the amount of wasps that were on the outside, like, I wish I could get more detail, but you can see the video of them crawling just all on the outside and it was screaming at me, like, stay away. Like, you know, it was like almost talking to me.
Like pulsating almost.
Yeah, pulsating. And it looked like it was moving because the amount of wasps that were going in and out the holes and it's flying around it. Yeah, it made it look like it was moving and it was just incredible. I've never seen anything like it because they're normally in the ground.
Subterranean.
Mostly in the ground. And if you do see one above ground, it normally gets hit before, you know, it gets that size.
Yeah.
So for that, it was just incredible. And, yeah, I had to – lucky it was in the bathroom where I could sort of shut the door after treatment, because I reckon if it was in an open space and then I tried to treat that, I'd just be getting swarmed.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. Yeah.
And I didn't have – my suit wasn't the thickest, like, you know.
Yeah, just like a cotton beekeeping suit.
I was a little – unprepared, like, for the size of it, you know what I mean? So I thought, you know, I could get away from this, but it had at least over tens and thousands of wasps in there. It was just unbelievable.
That's awesome.
And the aftermath, you could see the aftermath, just all on my TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. You'll see it all.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, you see it in good detail.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in the link of TikTok in the show notes. So anyone want to see this? When you get a chance, if you're not driving, you've got 2 seconds, jump on, click on this link because it's had 11 million views.
Oh, all up, I reckon it's had about, with everyone sharing and stuff like that. Yeah, about between 20 to 30 million.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so insane. And growing. It's good. Yeah. Because it's a viral video, it just keeps going.
Because it was only, when was it? 2 months or 3 months
ago? About 3 months ago.
3 months ago.
So wow. In March.
March, okay. Yeah, March. Yeah.
About in March, yeah.
That's insane. So you've seen the wasp. You've gone, wow. You've stepped back.
Yeah.
And
I had to assess, like, to step back, take a breath, like, how am I going to tackle this?
Yes.
Like, because it was just so big.
Yes.
Like, so what I did, I just, got suited up after I seen it, and then, and just went for it.
Yes, yeah. Did you get stung at all?
No, I did not get stung, but they chased me outside. So edited all that. You don't see all that. But they all started coming inside the door.
Yeah.
And sort of from the outside, they all started wrapping inside into the indoor, and they all started hitting me suit, and then I had to quickly run, like, out, and they'll just chase me to my car.
Wow, that's insane. Now, was there any, did you see any big queens when you killed them at that stage?
No, I didn't. So when I came across this wasp nest, like, yeah, it was quite big. It was probably one of the biggest in Australia. Like,
wow, it's the biggest I've ever seen.
It's the biggest, like, you showed me, Ben, the one in Tasmania, subterranean one. This one was up there.
Yeah.
On par or even a little bit bigger. Yes. Yeah, and... If the Guinness Book of Records are listening to this, if they want any photos and prove how big it was, I'm happy to do it. This thing was incredibly massive. Wow. Yeah. Sorry, Ben, what was that? What were you saying before?
Yeah, no, so you've got – it's absolutely awesome. Like, it's awesome and, as I said, a mix of emotions about it because they're a horrible creature, you know. And I'm fascinated by insects.
Mm.
And just to see the magnitude and particularly the work that they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, little wasps. They work out.
It's pretty amazing. Like, I did appreciate what they built. So I was like – that's why I took my time filming it and looking at it. I felt kind of bad. Destroyed, but the homeowner needed it gone because they wanted to renovate. So they wanted to move back in. You can't leave a massive wasp nest inside a bathroom, which is really unusual. And they were protected from the weather. So that's why they could get really big. And that's why I feel like in March, as things slow down, they're meant to slow down a bit as the weather gets cooler.
They were building up.
Yeah. Man, this thing was massive. It wasn't going anywhere. This thing wasn't going dormant. This thing was going to survive through the winter, through the cold times.
Wow.
And just keep going. Because, the amount of queens that were inside this nest was just incredible.
Wow, that's unreal. Yeah. So you killed the nest. Now, were you pretty new to social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok?
That was my first post on TikTok.
Okay.
The one that went viral.
No way.
It was
first post. So first post, we've done a video of that. Once again, I'm going to put it in the show notes. Everyone can watch it and definitely watch it. That was your first TikTok, okay?
TikTok post.
You put that up and then what happened?
So we sort of woke up the next morning, had 1.7 million views, and we got, approached by The Mirror, Yahoo, all them saying that our video went viral and that they want to put it up as an article and stuff like that. We're just like, what? Like, it was our first video that we put up on TikTok, and it just went berserk. So everyone was tagging themselves in the video of their reactions and stuff like that. And I was just thought, whoa, this is amazing. And then even Aaron Craskell from the UK, pretty funny dude.
Yes.
He even done a video of it, and he's got plenty of followers as well. So it was unreal. The reaction and everyone's comments was just amazing. Like the funny comments, the comment section in all the videos is just. you got to read through the comments.
That's so cool. So, and particularly seeing globally, people around the world to actually see it. And because everyone would be saying that's the biggest they've ever seen too, wouldn't it?
The biggest. It's the one of the biggest. It's, the one that you saw in Tasmania, that was like the biggest one in the world.
Yes.
So I'm thinking this one had to be up there.
Yeah, for sure.
It was definitely up there with the biggest. It would have been 1.7, I reckon, meters. Like, Wow. It was just huge. Wow. Huge. And the comb in it was just unbelievable. At least it would have been one of the biggest in the world inside a bathroom, at least.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
If not in the ground, but yeah.
Actually, that's a good point, because it'd be the biggest that's non-subterranean.
Not in the dirt, but above ground in someone's house.
Yeah, exactly. Almost.
That would have to be a record.
Yeah, what's exactly? It would be. Yeah, true that. So you've had all, so obviously first TikTok, it's just gone viral. Now you've had it's been on Lad Bible Australia, Lad Bible UK. Lad Bible Australia is picking up again. They spoke to me 2 days ago and they want more of the video and explain more about WASP. So I've given them a bit of details on that. Okay.
Which is hopefully we've given them all that. So that could go up in the next 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks.
Oh, awesome.
We'll see what happens there. Yeah, I'm not sure. They'll contact us when it will go up.
Yes.
You know, all the editing and stuff like that that they've got to do.
Yeah.
And I've been contacted by media in the UK. It was The Independent. I've got to have a look at that again. But he hasn't got back to us. But we've sent him a couple of photos and stuff like that. Hopefully it goes in the UK again.
That's awesome. That's cool. Now, you could almost, now, as far as my understanding with social media platforms, you get to a point you can start making money out of this, can't you?
You can, yeah.
Yeah. Have you made any money out of just defying him at the moment?
No, I haven't, no. No money. I'm just some media people like Lab Bible, they do pay you.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they pay you to put it up.
Okay.
Just a once off.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
How much is that, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, only like $100.
Oh, that's awesome. Like that's good.
Yeah,
that's all right.
It's not massive.
That's a slab of beer or
taking
this out for the family. Yeah, out for dinner.
That's exactly right. So, and yeah, you get looked at and it's good for the business. I'm only a small business, so it's good for business. And I film all my wasp nest or, you know, removals from now on.
Yeah.
Now that I'm onto it and I've got a bit of a following, I've got to keep the content going. So I never thought I'd actually be getting into that space. But it seemed to have taken off and a lot of people have shown a lot of interest, which is really, really cool. Like my following is quite diverse. Like it's from like older people to younger people to really young people, like all ages, all races. It doesn't matter. It's just really open to everybody, which is really cool. It's not like just a niche of people. It's open to everybody.
Everyone. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now also too, you ate a wasp larvae, didn't you?
Yeah. didn't say you're going to be.
That's once it's on the social media platforms, it's there forever. But now people are going to be going, I can hear people cringing.
100% protein.
Well, it's actually interesting because overseas they do eat China, Laos, Cambodia. They actually use as a protein source. So
pay good money for it.
It's not, exactly. So it's not that gross as far as, but tell us. I think for us in Australia, it probably seems a little bit different would be probably the way to word, but it's the taste. What's it taste like, Dale?
It actually tastes like nothing.
Tastes
like nothing. No, you would have to put some garlic, some salt.
Okay.
Something, mix it with butter or something like that.
Yeah, give it some
flavor. It doesn't, it's just a little crunch and that's about it. And it's gross, yeah.
The texture's
not good because it's still alive.
Yeah.
It's this grubby movie little thing and it's just not cool. I did it because everyone, you know, they're clicking the likes and they're doing all, you know, doing the gifting on TikTok and stuff like that. So, you know, to make it more interesting, I had a larvae.
That's funny. Once you go down that rabbit hole, you're committed.
That's it. You are. You're committed. You can't back out.
Yeah, to the fans.
Because they remind you too. Like you say, oh, you try to forget about it. Oh, no, we're at the 100,000 likes now, Dale. You got to eat one. Remember you said that you would eat one.
Yeah, that's funny. That is so fun. That's absolute hilarious. Now, obviously, you're doing a lot more filming of nests and things. So is there any sort of, you know, do you have any sort of inspirations or goals that you'd like to sort of do?
Yeah, well.
Talk us through that.
Yeah, I'd like to get into the bee section, a bit of beekeeping.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, I find that really quite interesting. Like I've been out with some of the bee people and beekeepers. Yes. And it was really a space what I'd like to get into.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So I hope that, you know, yourself, Ben.
Yeah,
Bees.
Yeah, 100%. Well, obviously it's winter and it's all sort of quiet.
But quiet down.
Yeah, yeah. Now we'll get you working over spring. Come with us. I love having volunteers help me. It's good fun. And it keeps me company too. Got to do so much driving. Nice to get out in the roads and talk about life and work.
No,
and
it's really good. It's calming. It's really calming dealing with bees. I found it really soothing, calming. It was just nice. The humming was really good.
Yes, yeah. Not when you work with me, mate. You'll go.
Get me working. This is not fun.
Yeah, well, it's actually a funny story. It's so I've had people, because I get a lot of volunteers, and I get two very distinct people when they volunteer. They'll either go, I'll never hear from them again. I've had people faint because obviously it's
too hot.
Hot in the suit, and also too quite confronting if you got some dealing with some sort of edgy bees. Yeah. I mean, certain strains can be edgy and out in the country, so I don't have to worry necessarily about their behaviour or such. Mm. But if they're, and I've seen,
buzzing around your face and it gets quite close.
Yeah, exactly.
And personal, so yeah, you feel like your heart goes. Like when you got wasps attacking you and stuff like that, people think, oh yeah, like I wouldn't do it. A lot of people say they wouldn't do it, do your job, because they are scared of getting stung and they can still get you through your suit.
Yeah.
Like it's not 100%.
No, exactly.
They can still get you. So, you always got that little bit of worry in the back of your mind. Like you might get hit, and then they set out a pheromone and then they all start going at you. With the bees, because you're in a suit for a while.
Yes.
You can't just go take your suit off when you're in the middle of a bee job.
No, exactly.
You can't just drink water, so you have to lift up your veil.
Yeah.
You can't go to the toilet. So you're like, you got to walk a fair distance, take all your gear off, do your business, or whatever you got to do, then come back.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you're not going to be, you got to be really keen. People that are faint, you can understand.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. That's so true. And the other thing is, I get the other lot of people, I've got made some good friends, such as yourself, where I've got a mate of mine is he's a copper, and another friend of mine, Phil, who's a paramedic, a Michael one, and both of them, Burke and Phil, they come out with me and quite a few times. They love it. And I love hearing their stories too, being a police officer and what their work has been like. And so that's what I love about bees, is not only necessarily the bees work as such, which I absolutely love, it's my passion, but the connection with people.
Yeah.
That connection, which is, and you create that through bees, which is really, really cool.
Well, bees communicate, and as a colony, they're constantly, you just do exactly what bees do.
Exactly, exactly. Except my bee dance is absolutely horrible. It's like I got two left feet. But Dale, now that was absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for coming to the studio. And I'll put your website and your social media handles in the show notes.
Thank you so much.
I encourage everyone, check out definitely the TikTok. Do check that out, because that is absolute awesome. So thank you so much, Dale, for coming in.
No worries. Thanks, Ben.
That was absolute awesome episode. Thank you so much, Dale. How funny is that? It is unbelievable. It's so funny to actually see the TikTok video. It is like, and I think Dale's understating it, because it is massive. It is massive, massive nest. And it's so, so funny. So hope everyone's been well. Until next episode, don't forget, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and take care of those bees. Bye for now.